For centuries, men have returned from war with battle scars and medals, but also with emotional scars that are not always evident. It's been called battle fatigue, shell shock, or post-traumatic stress disorder. And for those just back from the Civil War, it was known as Soldier's Heart. Soldier's Heart is also the name of an organization founded 10 years ago by psychotherapist Dr. Edward Tick and his wife, Kate Dahlstedt, to help military veterans with PTSD and the emotional scars of war. Today and tomorrow on Midday Magazine, we will learn more about the organization. Harry Scott is a military vet who came to Soldier's Heart for help, and he now works for the organization in business development and fundraising. We will hear from Harry Scott in just a moment, but first, Kate Dahlstedt and Dr. Ed Tick explain the origins of Soldier's Heart.
I've been working with veterans since the late 1970s, before PTSD was even a diagnosis. So, in a sense, it started 40 years ago in our devotion to helping our veterans come home from all these modern, very ambivalent and difficult, morally ambiguous political wars. My book, War and the Soul, came out in 2005. Until that time, Kate and I were both general psychotherapists with a specialty in trauma and military trauma. But after War and the Soul came out, which is a complete portrait of the inner world of combat veterans, we got such a strong response from the military and veteran populations across our country. So many calls, so many messages saying, thank you, you got it right, you understand the holistic and comprehensive and psychological, spiritual, cultural dimensions of military service and war healing, that we put all of our other therapy work aside and devoted ourselves entirely to working with our military and veteran populations. And so in 2006, we founded Soldier's Heart as a nonprofit to do this work exclusively and entirely in all over the country.
Kate, it's been called PTSD now. That's what they call it now. But it's been called battle fatigue, shell shock, Soldier's Heart over the years. So this is really nothing new, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. We have accounts of what we would call PTSD today from as far back as Homer. When you look at the story of the Iliad and some of the behavior of the soldiers there. So it's been out there. It's been recorded in many different ways at many different times throughout history.
And how has this condition evolved over the years as the various wars have become more technological, mm-hmm. perhaps more brutal, although war has always been brutal? How has it changed, Kate?
Well, as we know, it is more brutal today. And of course, now we have people doing multiple deployments. So not just one battle and not just one deployment, but sometimes five, six full deployments, or as many as 15 or 16 for special ops. So that in itself pays a price and adds to the toll. And really, the kind of warfare today that we use, especially things like drones, where we are killing without impunity, really, and from a distance, so that the soldier doesn't feel like their lives are at all in danger, and yet they are intimately aware of the enemy and then have to do things that in some ways are morally against their sensibilities.
Harry Scott, you are a veteran. You served in the Middle East. Tell us your story and how you became part of Soldier's Heart.
Well, Brian, I returned from Iraq in the end of 2005. I was a lot older than some of the guys that went. I was around 40 years old while I served with the National Guard. I was active duty in the Marine Corps when I was younger. I came back. I owned a business. It seemed like things were good. I had different levels of success at different things. And it just seemed like something had changed where I didn't. Things that seemed easy weren't easy. It wasn't making sense to me. I was invited or told about Soldier's Heart from a woman that was actually a client of the business that I had, and then talking to her. So that was how I was introduced. And after a period of time, I felt like I was just kind of stuck, and I wasn't really making sense, and I felt like it was just me. That I pretty much felt like I was just going nuts, and the same questions other people might ask, why don't you go do this? Why don't you try that? You know, were the same questions I found myself asking myself without coming up with an answer. And then I had the opportunity to attend a Soldier's Heart event, which was dubbed as a training retreat. And in that weekend, really before the weekend, I finished the book that Ed had provided me, War in the Soul, which for a number of times, just because it seemed kind of disruptive and stirring things up, I tried to start it and I'd kind of toss it away and different emotions that it stirred up. I decided that if I was going to a training, so I was going to learn how to help other people, that I should probably actually fully understand the work, or so I thought. So I finished the book, and what I found as I read the book, Brian, is that I kept saying, I feel that, I felt that, I've thought that, I've seen that, and it was a light at the end of the tunnel for me to realize that it was not just me. So without even understanding fully the wounding, and I'm not a PhD, I may not have all of the right language and some, you know, in that circle. What I know is that something changed and someone actually understood what that change was. And over the course of that weekend, I experienced an openness and acceptance and was able to address and talk about things to where I really began to feel again. It's a strange phenomenon. It's documented. It's not just me. And I'm careful not to say I speak for every vet or, you know, everyone's service is different. We all get different job assignments that take us into different arenas. We see different things and we handle those experiences differently. So I respect that. For me, it was a turning point in my life to begin to realize that there was a rebuilding and that there was changes in me that are going to be permanent. And how do I live and work with that and grow and find passion and purpose? Because I couldn't be satisfied with just existing. That just felt empty and dead-ended. And I'm very appreciative to have the opportunity, for it to go full circle and have the opportunity to actually work directly with folks like with Dr. Tick and with Kate. It's kind of mind-boggling how that came about. So I'm excited to see the future and what that means and how I can just have an impact. Because bottom line, this for me, this goes way beyond the scope of just a veteran work. Understand we say it that way, but if someone will actually open their heart, open their mind to what this is impacting every member of our society. And whether they want to acknowledge it or not, that's a whole separate topic for discussion, perhaps. But the reality is war has impact on the people that go. It has impact on the families that are at home. There's so many facets of war. Those that are struggling afterwards may not be able to work. They may not support their family. There may be violence and different substance abuse issues. There can be many issues and hurdles that arise. And it's all part of the same scope. So we want to quantify it into one little dot that says, here, we define PTSD. What Ed Tick has done is open this up. And from my eyes, this is like a world work. This is something that will transform. We see the same principles that cause war causing conflicts on our streets and our society. And for me, the work is like morphing into something that goes beyond one veteran experience. That's the starting point, to take someone with that experience and terminology like elder warrior, to take this work to the street and have an impact on our society, our homes, our families, our world, really.
That's Harry Scott, a military veteran who now works for Soldier's Heart. We will learn more about the programs and the services offered by the organization tomorrow in part 2 of our interview on Midday Magazine.